Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We continue our seminar on building relationship with our children.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们的这个人际关系，亲子关系。
So anybody remember what this means?
你们还记得这一个指的是什么吗？
Can anyone you just explain what this triangle means?
有谁愿意站起来解释这个三角形是什么意思？
Okay, Sister Jackie.
所以 Sister Janet 讲的是，当你与神的关系比较密切的时候，你自然而然跟你的孩子的关系会密切。
Exactly, yes. And what about this triangle?
然后这个三角形又是什么呢？
Anyone remember this? But Andrew, remember this?
So if my relationship with Satan has drawn near, that means I'm drawing further away from God.
And then what happens when you draw away from God, and then when in terms of relationship with your children?
So 当你与神的关系越来越远的时候，你与你孩子的关系是如何呢？
Yeah, no good, right?
不好。
Yeah.So that's why as parents it's so important we ourselves must have good relationship with God.
所以作为一个父母亲，我们与神的关系要很好是非常重要的。
This not only pertain to our children, but also to pertain to any relationship that you and I want to build.
所以这个不单单与我们与我们孩子建立的关系，跟别人建立的关系也是有这样的一个观念。
Just like some people, they really get along with everybody.
就好像有些人他跟几乎跟每一个人都有很好的关系。
Then when you look at their private life, actually they're the one to pray a lot and study God's word a lot.
如果你看他私下的生活的话，他是一个常常读经祷告的一个人。
So the next one is every child is very unique.
然后另一个就是每一个孩童都是非常特别。
Just like everybody is very unique.
就好像每一个人都是独特的。
No, it's funny. Since I came to know Jesus Christ, I have a top 10 list on some brother and sister very unique people, right?
所以在 before.
Even not now, now.
我现在有一张纸，前面有列出十个非常独特的弟兄姐妹。
Because we are human beings, we are very unique.
因为作为人的话，我们每一个人是非常独特的。
So that's why if we want to develop a relationship, you know, particular child.
如果我们要与某一个孩童建立一个很好的关系。
We want to develop a relationship with, you know, certain brothers and sisters.
如果我们跟一个弟兄或一个姐妹建立一个很良好的关系。
We must know that person well.
我们必须对这一个人非常了解。
What they like or what they dislike.
他们所喜欢的或者他们所不喜欢的。
And when we talk to them, can we talk softly to them? Can we talk loud to them? Things like that.
所以我们跟他讲话的时候，是否可以用大声的语气或者是小声的语气？
Because some people we develop a relationship with, if we talk a lot, they don't like that at all, right?
因为有些人当你跟他建立关系的时候，如果你讲太多话，他不喜欢。
But some people love it. The more you talk, this means the less for them to talk, right? So they really enjoy it, right?
可能对于一些人，如果你有很多话说，他却没什么话说，但是他其实很喜欢听你所讲的话。
So when we find the uniqueness of the individual person, then it's much easy for us to develop a relationship with them.
所以我们如果知道某一个人他的独特特点的话，我们就比较容易跟他建立一个良好的关系。
For example, just like my two nieces and nephew.
就好像我的侄儿还有侄女。
Actually, their characters are different.
他们的个性是不一样的。
So because of this, every time I tell them to do a certain things or encourage them to do a certain things, I must try a different ways to do it.
所以每次我跟他们叫他们做某些事情，我必须用不同的方法。
Yeah, it's just a review, right?
这个是一个复习。
Listening to our children is the most important thing you and I must do.
所以如果我们要对我们孩子最重要的事情就是要聆听。
Not only with our children, also if we want to develop relationship with, you know, other brothers and sisters.
不单单我们与孩子的关系，还有与我们弟兄姐妹的关系，聆听也是非常重要的。
And for husband,
作为一个丈夫。
If we really learn how to listen to our wives, that say 90% of the situation, the problem is resolved.
如果先生肯聆听太太所讲的话，九十趴 九成的这些问题都会解决。
But we cannot just pretend to listen, but we really must listen.
但是我们不能装着去聆听,
so when our wives ask us, what did I say? Then we'll be able to repeat it. Yeah, you know, exactly what they say to us. Right?
所以如果我们的太太跟我们说, 我之前说了什么, 我们必须把她所讲的再, 回复她。
But we have to know listening is not the same thing as agreeing. Right?
但是我们必须了解, 我们聆听不代表我们同意。
Because sometimes as parents, if we listen to our children, it means we agree with them. No, it's not like that at all.
有时候我们以为说, 当我们聆听我们的孩童的时候, 我们就是同意他们的说法, 其实不是。
Just like when we listen to our spouse.
就好比我们听从聆听我们的 我们的配偶,
when we listen to them, it doesn't mean that we agree with them.
当我们聆听我们配偶所说的话, 但不代表我们同意他们所讲的。
So, but don't let our feelings block our ears. Right?
不要让我们的感情, 封住我们的耳朵。
Remember anybody mean what this means?
有没有人记得这句话是什么意思?
Don't let a feeling block our ears when we are listening.
所以当我们, 聆听的时候, 不要让我们的感情, 遮盖我们的耳朵。
Does anyone remember what this means?
你们能记得这是什么?
Cindy, do you remember? Yes.
所以当我们, 当我们对某件事情有一种感觉的时候, 有一种, 情绪的时候, 我们就, 没有听到我们所要应该听的东西。
So in other words, do not let anything, you know, prevent us from listening to that person, even though sometimes we have feelings, oh, that brother, you know, he's not a good brother, so I don't want to listen to him. Right?
所以我们不要让我们的感情情绪来让我们不做个好聆听，我们不能说，哦，这个弟兄他其实灵性不好，我不需要听他的。
And maybe one of our children, huh? He doesn't do good in school, so I don't want to listen to him, right?
或者是我的这个孩子在学校的学业不是很好，所以我不想听他讲的话。
Because listening is always very positive.
因为聆听是一个 正面的一个行为。
When we listen, then we understand what they really want to say.
因为如果我们聆听的话，我们才能了解他们所说的是什么。
And that's why when we truly a good listener, we'll pay to the attention to the message and not the messenger.
所以如果我们是一个很好的聆听者的话，我们会听他所要传达的信息，不是听这个传话的人。
No, really, when you go to a store,
当我们到一个商店里面去,
if you really if you wear a fancy suit,
如果你穿了一个非常 非常整洁。
If you go, you know, especially when you buy something expensive, right?
所以当你买一个非常昂贵的东西,
the minute you wear some kind of fancy suit, they come up to you, they, you know, talk to you, and they listen to you right away, right? What do you have to say?
所以当你穿得非常 很整齐的时候, 当你去买一件东西, 这个售货也会走前来问你，而且聆听你所要讲的话。
But if you wear just, you know, common, you know, pair of jeans and t-shirt, you go to that kind of fancy store, they don't want to come up to you, right?
所以当你要去买很贵的东西，你随便穿的话，那个售货员其实也不想跟你说什么话。
So that's why for us, don't let that kind of mentality, you know, be inside our head when we want to develop a relationship with others.
所以当我们要跟别人建立关系，我们不应该有这样的一个作为，一个行为。
I used to watch one of these shows. I forgot what it is. Like these millionaires, right? They would go to different community. And they would, you know, pretend that they like wanted the workers and things like that, right?
所以我看了一个就是这个电视节目。
You remember the show's name? Oh, Undercover Boss. Oh, not that one. It's another one. Honey, you remember? You remember that? What? What's that? Oh, it's a Secret Millionaire, something like that, right? Yeah, yeah, okay.
然后这个电视节目就是说有一个百万富翁，他会穿着一个普通人的 一个工人的服装，然后到这个不同的场合去。
So what happened? They want to donate money to a certain company.
所以当这些工，他当这些百万富翁穿成工人的衣服，要去捐钱给一些公司的时候。
But they don't tell them that they are millionaire. Right?
但是他不告诉这些公司说，哦，我是一个百万富翁。
Sometimes they just work as one of the volunteers at that agency, that place, right? It's different from the undercover boss, right? Yeah.
所以他有时他只不过在某一些公司上做一个。 就是自工。
So on the end of that 1 week or 2 weeks, they would make decision which agency, stuff like that, to give money to, right?
所以他们就是在里面做了一段时间，就决定说我要把一些钱捐给哪一间公司。
Of course, if this company treat that volunteer, because you know they're just volunteer, they are poor and stuff like that, treat them very mean and stuff like that, of course they're not going to get the money, right?
当然有些公司如果很, 对待这些职工, 人员不好的话, 这些职工人员就不会愿意把钱捐给他们。
But the company who genuinely really treat their volunteer and treat all the, you know, the people who they work with very, you know, very nicely, very gentle, very kind, most time they get the most money.
所以这些公司如果他们对他们的志愿员工很好的话，他们通常会领受到非常多的这些捐款。
So when a secret millionaire revealed themselves, I'm sure that those who've been treating that person good, they're like, oh, thank God, I probably treat them good, right? So, you know, they can receive something. Right?
所以当这些百万富翁泄露自己的身份的时候，这些人对这个百万富翁之前的这些行为，如果是好的话，他会质疑说，哦，感谢主，我之前对他很好。
And again, don't let our feelings block our ears.
所以不要让我们的感情，我们的情绪来遮盖我们的耳朵。
Now when a person is not educated, you know, they don't, when they shake your hand, they don't say, I'm Dr. So-and-so, no, no, I don't need to listen to him. To that person, right?
所以我们不能说，哦，这个人他不是，他没有什么头衔，他不是什么医生，我们就，他跟我们握手，我们就不怎么理睬他。
Really think about it. If someone introduces themselves, say, I'm Dr. So and so, the minute they say that, you open your ears so big. Why? Because you think they're full of wisdom, they are smart, this and that, right?
所以当有些人他自我介绍说我是某某某某医生的时候，我们会张大耳朵来听，聆听他要讲什么。
If you see a guy driving a garbage truck and he come up to talk to you, I'm sure most of them, you just shut up your ears, like, oh, what is this guy, you know, driving a garbage truck, you know?
但是如果有一个人他开的是垃圾车，他下来跟你握手，跟你讲话的时候，可能你就会把耳朵关起来，因为他从他口里可以出什么好东西呢？
Actually, we know quoted Bible teaching that wisdom comes from all kinds of people.
但是从圣经我们了解说，智慧是从不同人所。
And same thing from the youngest person to the oldest person.
从最年长的到最年幼的。
And then, you know, we have to understand what's on their mind.
我们要了解在他们脑海里是什么。
So in other words, when someone tells us something, shares something with us, we not only hear what they're saying, but we also understand what they're thinking.
所以当有人跟我们分享他们所要讲的，我们不但了解，也可以。 不但了解他，也了解他所想的。
That's why quite often when you try to develop a relationship, don't do it over texting and over email and stuff like that, right?
所以，那我们要跟我们对方要建立关系，不要借着电子邮件。
Then you hear about this famous football player, right? He's in college.
所以我们听到有这个非常有名的足球员。
I don't know his exact story, but his name is he's from Hawaii. That's why he's so popular in Hawaii. His name is Manti, right? Manti. You guys know him?
Sorry.
What's that? You heard, right? You heard what happened, right? So this time he assumed that he's talking to a girl, like on the internet and have a good relationship with her, this and that, right?
So
that girl is not a girl, it's a guy. And this guy is pretty much his classmate who is deeply in love with him, right? Something like that, right?
他的同学，而且爱上了他。
So don't develop a relationship over like email and internet and things like that, right?
所以不要借着这种 网际网络或者电子邮件来建立关系。
Actually, if you really want to understand what's going on in people's mind,
如果我们真正要了解在一个人的思想是什么,
it's very good to have a face-to-face conversation, right?
其实要跟他面对面谈话是非常重要的。
Because if people cry, you know, if some people cry, if you talk to them on the phone, you don't know they're crying, right?
因为有时候当我们借着电话来跟对方聊天的时候，如果对方
Of course, sometimes you can guess, but if you see them face to face, you can tell if they are crying, they are mad, if they are sad. That's how you know what's on their mind, right?
所以，但是如果我们面对面跟对方讲话的时候，他哭或者他很生气或者他很恼怒或者他很沮丧，我们从他的表情可以看得出来。
If you ask a person, you angry?
如果我们问某一个人，你是否
the person,
生气？
No, I'm not, right? They say that, right?
如果那个他反应是我。
Of course, you know they are angry, right?
但是从他表现，我们可以看得出他其实非常生气。
But they say they are not.
但是嘴巴上，他却说没有。
Pay attention to people, you really can tell exactly how they feel.
如果我们很注意一个人的表情，我们可以知道他的感情是什么。
Why? Because what's inside their heart will come out.
因为从他们的心里的 心里所想的会从他脸上啊发表现出来。
And、I heard some of the youth don't want to talk to me, right?
我听过有一些青年不要跟我谈话。
Because they said I see through them when I talk to them, right? So they don't want to talk to me, right?
因为他说当他们与我谈话的时候，我可以看透他们的心。
So I feel bad. I say, no, I'm, you know, I'm a lovable guy. You know, I listen, right? But they say, no, when they talk to me, this means I can tell, you know.What's going on in their lives, and they don't like that, right?
所以我刚刚说我是一个很好先生，但是他们说，因为我跟你谈话，你就可以知道我心里的，而且知道我私底下的这些事情，所以我不想跟你谈话。
But I hope they change their mind to talk, right? So,
但是我希望他们可以改变他们的思想。
Yeah. So that's why we need to really pay attention.
所以我们必须要专心，而且要专心。
Paying attention is mean look at that person we are talking to. Don't let anything else interrupt us. This is very important.
所以专心就是当你跟对方谈话的时候，你必须全心关注在他的。
That's why most people I talk to, they think I'm a very good listener.
所以很多人跟我谈话的时候，他们认为我是一个非常。
They don't know if I listen or not, but what they know, I really look at them and talk to them, so they think, oh, I'm a good listener, right?
所以。当我跟对方谈话的时候，对方都认为我是一个非常聆听非常好的一个，因为我会用双眼看着他。
Quite often when I talk to a person,
很多时候我当某个人讲话的时候
，especially something serious,
比如是非常严重的话题。
Even though there's a big noise, is something going on, I never turn my face.
即使旁边有
I keep talking to them.
即使旁边有很嘈杂的声音，我还是面对面跟他。
If you do that for the first time, then they know that you're really listening.
如果你一开始就这样做的话，他们对方就了解说你是真正的在聆听。
Because quite often we talk to someone and something happened around us, we always turn right away, right? What's going on? What's going on? Isn't that right? And for them, especially when something serious, they get really upset.
所以当你跟对方谈话的时候，有些事情会扰乱你的会。有些事情把你注意挪开，对他们来说是他们感觉的不好。
And it's important to acknowledge what is being said.
还有就是你必须承认，就是之前所说的话。
So why do we need to acknowledge what being said? Why?
我们必须要就是回应所讲的一些话呢
？Why?
为什么呢？
Yes, that's it. It's to show that we are listening.
如果你有回应的话，就代表说你有在聆听。
If we are listening and we never say anything back to them, they probably think, "Oh, this person listening or what?"
所以如果你谈话，如果你只是在讲话没有回应的话，对方会认为你说你有在聆听我在讲话吗
？And don't be afraid to name the feeling, right?
当然，你也不需要把你的这个感情。表现出来。
You can say, "Oh, what you're saying to me right now, you are very angry with this person, right?"
所以我们可以说，当你讲这句话的时候，你是对某某人感觉到非常生气。
But you, when we talk to this kind of person, don't put our feelings into what, you know, how they feel.
那你跟他们说话的时候，你不要把自己的感情放在他们的状况当中。
We don't say, "Oh, you're angry, huh? You're a very angry person, huh?" Right?
我们不能说哦，你是你现在在发怒。
What is the difference in saying that you are a very angry person and say, wow, right now it seems like you feel very angry. What's the difference? When you say to someone, right now what you're saying to me, you feel very angry. Right?
如果你现在跟对方说，你现在所说的让你感觉到非常生气。
And then saying, wow, you are a very angry person.
然后再说你是一个非常容易动怒的一个人。
What's the difference? That's it.They translate differently as the same.
Oh, both the same.
Actually, it's very subtle, right? What is the difference between these two things?
其实这两句话有什么不一样呢？
What's that? Okay, I feel what you are feeling, right?
一个就是我感觉你在感觉。
That's the first one, right?
这是第一个。
And the second one is what?
第二个是什么？
Yes, I'm telling you how you feel, right?
第二个是
two different things.
我在诉说你的感觉。你的感情，你的情绪。
So when you say, you know, it seems that you are feeling very angry. That's very different. Wow, you are a very angry person.
So,
right? It comes out very differently.
表面上看来，你似乎是非常生气，还有，然后跟你是一个比 容易动怒的一个人，你是不一样的。
But even though you're saying almost the same thing, but actually to the person who is talking, actually two big different things.
所以听起来似乎一样，但是对听者的话其实是不一样的。
For example, I mean, for me, when I, you know, when I was doing therapy, when I'm talking about their feelings or share their feelings, I never put my opinion to what I feel they feel, but rather what are they feeling.
所以当我在做这些治疗的时候，我不会说我对这件事情的感情，我会说你对这件事情的感情。
For example, if a person want to kill themselves.
例如说有一个人他想自杀。
And you know, for me, I would never say, oh.You want to kill yourself.
我不会说、
right?
哦，你是要自杀。
Right? If you say you want to kill yourself, for the person listening, say, oh, why are you judging me?
所以如果我说哦，你想要自杀的话，那个听者会认为说，为什么你来论断我
？But rather, right now, you talk and say, well, the way you feel right now. Right?
所以我会说，你现在所感觉的。
It seems that you really want to hurt yourself.
似乎你是要对自己造成伤害。
That is very different than I'm saying that you want to hurt yourself.
这个恨，你是要自杀的这句话有很大的区别。
Of course, it takes a long time to develop this kind of, you know, very sensitive to people, you know, when they're talking to us, right? Very sensitive.
但是当然要学会这一些对跟人讲话的这些很敏感的去谈话，这个是需要花一段时间。
I think the last time we stopped here, right? Praise our children, but we didn't get into it yet, right?
停在这边，所以我们没有谈到说我们要
Did we got into it? We didn't get into it. We didn't, right? We didn't, yeah. I remember this part, right?
所以我们就上一次就停在这里。
So praise our children.、Right?
所以我们要给我们的孩童
Really, for Asian parents, we hardly praise our children.
所以，作为亚洲的父母亲，我们从来没有说赞美的话。
Brenda, do you guys praise your children? Yeah, right. You are very Americanized, that's why, right? What about your parents? Do they ever praise you guys? And it's probably true. So why? I mean.Okay, let's look. Why do Asian parents don't praise their children? Why?
为什么亚洲父母亲不不
称赞
他们的孩的孩童呢？
What? Oh, okay.
因为他们对孩子的期望蛮高的。
And that's very true, right? Asian parents' expectation is so high, right?
那是非常正确的，因为亚洲父母亲对孩童的这个期望非常高。
If you get an A, then they come home. Why don't you get an A+? Right? Be better, right?
如果你拿到甲的话，他为什么你没有拿到甲上呢？
What else? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
就是还有一个原因，就是这些父母亲当他们小的时候，他们的父母亲也没有给他们这些赞美。
So because the parents themselves never been praised by their parents.
因为这些父母亲本身也没有被他父母亲赞美。
So because of this, when we praise our children, it seems like, oh, there's something wrong, right?
所以当他们赞美他们的孩子的时候，他觉得有点问题。
But when we talk about praising, it can be good and it can be bad.
然后，当我们讲到这个赞美的话，可以是正面或者负面。
No, in Hawaii right now.
如果在夏威夷。
Every single grade they have a graduation party, right?
Every what?
A grade,、oh. like you know, oh, you passed the first grade, oh, there's a party, right?
所以每一个班级结束。每一个年级结束后，他们会有一个这个派对。
Not only the parents do it, but the school, right? Oh, your children is graduating from the first grade. Please come to the celebration, right?
所以在学校，他们会邀请这个父母亲到学校去参加这个庆祝会。
So when they graduate high school, it's such a big deal.
所以如果他们从这个高中毕业的话，他们这是非常盛大的一个宴席。
One of the brothers, he graduated from high school. I mean.He didn't do that good in high school and stuff like that, but he had 1,000 people at his graduation party. 1,000.
所以有一个弟兄，当他从他的高中毕业的时候，虽然他的分数不是很好，但是却有一千，他却邀请1000个人去参加他的这个庆祝会。
So when should we praise our children?
Or
even praising one another, right? No, sometimes when people give a sermon or share something, you're not supposed to say, oh, good job. Right? You're not supposed to say that. The minute you say good job, this means, oh, you puff them up. Right? Really, some ministers teach us, when you give a sermon, it's like you feel the power upon you, and then you just run away. That's it, right? You run away right afterwards, right?
所以有些传道士说，当你当天讲道理的时候，被神感动的时候，当你讲完道理的时候，你就马上就逃跑。
So when should we? What kind of condition we under to praise? You know, a child or that person? What kind of condition we talking about?
所以在什么环境之下，我们才给予我们的孩童这个赞美呢？
Yes. Better than last time.
就是比上一次更好.
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Yes. That's very true.
所以就是当他有进展的时候，我们就是因为即使他做的不知道，但是我们有看到他有进步的时候，我们就给他赞美。
Because God does the same way to us. Right?
因为神在我们身上也是如此显明。
We don't compare ourselves to other people.
我们不与别人做一个对比。
Right? We compare how much we progress from last year.
我们跟我们去年相对比的时候。
If we got a D last year for our faith and this year we got a C, praise and thank God, right? There's improvement. Right?
如果去年我的信仰生活只有拿到D，今年却拿到C的话，我就感谢赞美主。
But do we always praise that person?
但是我们有常常的去给某某人,
okay, maybe last,
赞美吗?
Last year the person got a D, but this year got a C, right?
所以某某人去年拿到D，今年拿到C。
But if this person is so smart, right?
但是如果这个人是非常聪明的,
and that person but is so lazy.
但是这个人非常的懒惰,
then yes, he got a C by doing nothing.
对,他虽然拿到C, 但是他是什么也没做就拿到C。
Should we still praise this person?
所以我们是否要, 给这个人称赞呢?
No, right? So praise had to do everything with condition, right? What kind of condition that individual is in?
所以我们当我们给一个人 这个赞美的时候，必须要有什么条件？
Some people can give a wonderful sermon, if you say, wow, thank God, great job. It doesn't faze them at all, right?
所以有些人当他讲一个很好的道理，当你说哦这个你说的很棒，这对他们来说没有什么作，他不会因此而感觉到骄傲。
But some person even just go up to speak, they come down, even the sermon is not good and stuff like that, they just feel wow, I'm wonderful, right? Really?
但是有些人当他们上去讲一篇道理，但是即使道理不是讲得很好，他们下来的时候会感觉到非常自傲。
Really, some members they would call the council, right? Say, put me to speak sermon, right?
所以有些信徒就打电话给这个职务会说，请你安排我领会。
And make sure not the second session, only the first session.
所以请你让我在第一堂领会，不要在第二堂领会。
So should we put this person to give sermon?
所以我们应该把这个人放上去领会吗？
No, that person is too proud, right?
因为这个人他太自傲了。
So that's why to praise, right, our children or praise others, we must see how they are as an individual.
所以当我们要给我们的孩童这个赞美的话，我们必须要看状况。
Really, some child, they're very smart, they're very gifted, they can get C's all day long without doing nothing. Right?
所以有些孩童他非常聪明，他什么也不用做，他就可以拿到C了。
Even they get an A,
即使他们拿到A,
should we always praise them?
我们
if they're so lazy, don't do nothing at all, they get an A, right?
如果我们孩童非常懒惰，但是他们却拿到A, 我们是否要给他这个称赞呢？
No, right? No.
不用。
Why? Because to get that A, yes, they don't do nothing, they feel so lazy. So when we praise him, this means, oh, it's okay to be lazy, right? But because you got an A, it's okay to be like that. No, it's not like that, right?
所以即使你很懒惰，然后你拿到A，我们也不应该给他称赞，因为我们称赞他就是意味着
If they can get an A without doing nothing and being lazy, then they have such more great potential, right, to do better things.
如果他们很懒惰却拿到A的话，就代表说他们有很大的潜能可以做更好的东西。
So now when we look at our children,
所以我们看我们的孩童,
their characteristic is so much more important than the outcome, what they do, you know, what happened in their lives, right?
所以他们的特征比他们所做出来的这个成就更我们看得比较明显。
Because for me, I'd rather have my child, you know, such a zealous person, such a dedicated person, and hardworking, and they can get all C's, and I will praise them, right?
所以我宁可我的孩子虽然他是非常的尽责任，非常的踊跃去参加，但是一直拿到C，我宁可他是这样。
And have a child who get all A's, but they're so lazy, don't do anything.
也不要一个孩童，虽然他很懒惰，但是一直都拿到A.
Why? Because later on, right? Because of their laziness will cause them a lot of problems.
因为当在他们生命继续下去的时候，他们的懒惰会造成很多的问题.
Any comment, any thought on that? Do you understand? Yes, say, Papa.
So
anybody have any ideas?
So
when a child is so gifted, right, he doesn't need to try hard to get all A's in school. What else can we do to pretty much, you know, to I guess to encourage, right, them to continue to work hard?
所以如果我们的孩童他非常聪明，但是他很懒惰，就可以拿到A了。然后我们用什么，用该怎么做让来鼓励他比较勤劳一点呢？
Yeah, brother, yes. To you praise them to get them have a proper attitude and effort toward what they're doing.
所以你就会称赞他，让他有一个 比较正面的态度。
What else? What else? Yes.
So当这个孩童在某件事情，我们看他所他的行为，我们看了值得去赞扬的话，就是要他重复在做这一个行动的话，我们就给予这个成长。Yeah,
Uncle, what would you do? What would you do? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. 所以是有两个状况。如果是他读的那间学校的那个就是比较差，所以可以就是把他转学到那个私立学校，让私立学校的这个水准比较高。另外一个方法就是让这个孩童呢参加比较多的各种不同的课外活动，让他 鼓励他参加课外活动，让他可以发挥他的潜能。
Yeah, that is very true. That's very true.
所以这个是,
so what happened to children, for example, like, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, they don't need to try very hard to get all A's in school, right?
如果我们孩童在第三、四或第五、第六年级不需要花什么精力，就在课业上非常好。
And what happened to them when they get to high school?
如果他们进入了这个高中的时候怎么办呢?
What do you think would happen to them?
会发生什么事?
It's a very common phenomenon between children when they're younger, they're very smart, right? Then when they reach a certain age, then something happened to them, right?
所以对于这些小孩子非常 我们可以看到说在他们非常年轻的时候 年幼的时候他们非常 非常的聪明 然后到了一个年龄的时候 他们有一些变化
what happened to them?
那他们进入高中会发生什么事呢?
Yes. Actually, they do not know how to study hard. So when a challenge comes to them, they don't know what to do. Then they give up so easily.
所以这些孩童呢就不知道如何去勤劳勤奋的读书。当有些遇到一些困难的时候，他就不知道如何去面对。
For example, when I was running track and field.
例如说，当我在跑这个。
And have these four African Americans. They are so fast.
所以有这个四个非裔的这个同学，他们跑得非常快。
So in high school, they pretty much they all New England. All of New England, they are the fastest four, right? They run the relay, they beat everybody.
所以在这个新英格兰这个地方呢，他们是四个最快的，他们跑这个。
When they race, they do not need to make any effort to run. Really, they are so fast.
所以他们非常快，他们跑步的时候也不需要花太多精力。
But when they win, they all got scholarship for track and field in college.
所以他们进入大学的时候都有拿到这个奖学金。
When they went to college,
他们进入大学,
within that, after the first year, they all quit school.
第一年过后，他们全部都辍学了。
Why do you think that is?
为什么呢?
Because these four are really famous, right, among New England, right? How fast when they went to college, and then within 1 year, they all quit school.
所以这四个人非常有名。当他们进入大学的时候，一年之内他们全部都辍学了。
First, when they run track and field, they no longer number one.
第一就是当他们跑这个田径的时候，他们不再
So the coach worked them very hard, right? If they want to be number one, they must work very hard because all the other runners are also number one from all the other states. Right?
所以当他们在跑步的时候，就是赛跑的时候，他们的教练就给他们非常严格的训练，因为如果他们拿第一的话，他们必须很勤劳的去训练。
But all these years, they never work hard to build their body and to beat, you know, to win. But now they cannot do it.
所以，但是这么多年来，他们也没有花很多精力去锻炼自己的身体来跑这个田径，所以他们就没办法这样做。
So with our children, the same thing.
所以对于我们的孩童也是一样。
Well, even though they are gifted in certain areas, but you must involve them in many areas because not every child are gifted in many areas.
所以，如果我们的孩童在很多事情上都有这个。 天分的话，所以我们必须，我们就要培养他。
So in other words, challenge them.
我们会挑战他。
To their potential.
来挑战他，让他可以把潜能提高。
And no matter what, don't let them come to a stage that is complacent. That they feel I don't need to do anything. I still do well. If they feel like this, that life will not be successful.
所以我们不要让他说我不需要挑战，我就可以。 得到很好的成绩，如果这样行的话，他们会在生活上感觉到非常的自满。But
when we praise our child or others,
当我们给我们的孩童或者其他的，it's not what we say,
it's the way we say it.
不是我们所说的，而是我们如何说。What's
that mean?
这什么意思？
Deacon Patrick, what's that mean? You think? You ever praise Sister Lenny? Yeah. What kind of praise do you praise her sometimes? Delicious. Even Andrew knows. Right? You say delicious, right? What, the food she cook? Yeah, does he say that, you see? Yeah, right? And how do you feel when he praises you? feel good, right? Do you say anything else besides delicious? Nothing else. Oh, the house is clean today. Okay. That means the other day it's not clean. So when we praise people, right? It's not what we say, it's the way we say it.
不是我们所说的, 而是我们如何说。
We can use the nicest word, but we say the wrong time, the wrong way, then it won't become a praise anymore, right?
所以如果我们说最美好听的赞美, 但是我们说, 用说的方法是错的,
and the
就,
one thing, we try to use, you know, we try not to use the word but, right?
我们不要用但是。
Don't, in other words, say, if Sister Lenny say, I've been on a diet, right?
例如说, Lenny 姐妹, 她现在在减肥,
and I have lost 10 pounds, right?
她说我已经减了10磅,
and you say, wow, that's good, but I think maybe 10 more pounds, right?
所以我们不要说,
would be better, right?
我们不要说, 你减10磅好, 但是再减, 多减10磅。
If he says that to you, what do you hear? Do you hear the praise, or you hear... Yes, you hear very negative. What are you saying? Yeah, you're not satisfied with me, even though I lost 10 pounds, right? Which is very difficult to do, but you say what? I need to lose even more, right?
我们不要这样讲, 因为听者会只是听到这个批评, 没有听到这个赞美。
But for Asian parents, quite often with our children, we don't even praise them, we just always tell them the but, right?
所以作为一个亚洲父母呢, 我们没有从来也不赞美我们的孩童, 我们只是说,
we don't say, wow, it's good that you got an A, right? 我们, we don't even say that, right?
我们不会说, 你拿到A是好的。
But you say, next time, you should get A+. Right?
我们说下次你要拿, A+.
Of course, maybe this is exaggeration, but there's a lot of things in our lives, that's what we do.
是啊, 虽然这个是有点, 夸大, 但是在我们生活上,
what happened if we don't praise our children enough?
如果我们给予我们的孩童不足够的这个赞美会如何呢?
What happened?
会如何呢?
What is the side effect not praising our children enough?
如果我们给我们孩童不够这些赞美, 会造成什么负面的影响呢?
Yes. What's that?
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. 我有一个例子，就是当我孩子在这个上小学的时候， 他有一门科目拿到A， 其他科目都拿到B， 我就跟他说， 你就, 把你的注意放在其他拿B的这些项目， 所以在下一个学期呢， 他其他的项目， 科目都拿到A， 但是他所拿到A的那个项目 却拿到B。
And then what happened? Honey. Okay.
So,
then what happened after? Nothing happened. What happened if we don't praise our children enough, right? What happened? What tend to happen to them?
如果我们不给我们孩子足够的这些赞美，会发生什么事？
If you look at all the Asian kids and stuff, they have one thing that all happened to them, right? Not all of them, but most of them, right?
所以如果你看,
what kind of personality they have? Yes. Very low self-esteem. Very low self-esteem.
所以你看到大部分的这些亚洲孩童， 如果没有接受到足够的这些赞美， 他们的自信心非常弱。
Why? Because all this time they are conditioned that no matter what you do, how good you do it, we are not satisfied.
因为他们会被, 被洗脑说， 你所做的一切都是不是最好的。
So that's why a lot of Asian children, actually they have very low self-esteem.
所以对很多亚洲的孩童，他们的自信心非常小。
But what happened? We overpraise the children. What happened then? What is the side effect when you overpraise them?
如果我们给我们孩童太多赞美的话，会发生什么事？
They have a big head, yes.
所以他们会非常骄傲。
They get a big head for no reason.
他们会非常骄傲。
So that's why we must praise our children or other people very correctly.
所以我们必须给每个人，就是正确的这个赞美。
For example, if our children clean their rooms, right? Do you praise them?
如果我们孩童打扫他自己房子，我们会赞美他吗？
Huh? You praise them? Don't praise them. That is their room. They're the one making the mess. Why do we praise them?
那是他的房间，他们自己。
That's the wrong kind of praise because you make your own mess and then you clean your own mess and we praise you for cleaning your mess. Doesn't make sense, right? So things like this is very crucial. They're grown in their head, right?
所以当他们的房间他们自己弄脏了，他们要自己收拾干净，这是他们理所当然的。你不需要去给他们赞美。 我赞美他们是因为他们的房间比我的房间还干净。
The parents' bedroom is not as clean as the children, then yeah, then you must praise them, right? You have to do a good job. Right? Yeah. For example, my nephew, right? My nephew 7, right?
例如说我的侄儿 7.
He get up in the morning.
他早上起来,
he brush his teeth, right? You brush your own teeth, right?
他刷牙,
you take your own shower, right?
洗澡,
at night time, right? Right? And then you get your own breakfast, right?
然后他自己吃早餐,
then now you take out the garbage, right?
现在他把这个垃圾拿出去,
and then you vacuum the house, right?
然后他就吸尘,
then uncle ever praise you?
Uncle 会不会给你称赞?
Probably not. Right?
就是不会给我不会给他称赞。为什么?
Because that is something that you do regularly. It's nothing extraordinary, right?
这是你应该做的，你的本分，这不是特别的。
He live in a house at this age. Actually, he should be able to take care of himself already, really. But for us as parents, we always, you know, try to hover over them, you know, to do this. But no, that's not the way it is.
所以，因为他是家里的一份子，他必须会自打点自己。所以，但是作为父母亲的，我们常常的都是在。
Sometimes when our children eat food, say, oh, good boy, you eat, right? Why? It doesn't make sense. Really.
有时我们的孩子吃饭的时候，我们会说，哦，你吃饭，这是很好的孩子。
But earlier, Cindy, right? I listened to Cindy and Joe ask him, oh, the kid is not hungry, what should you do?
所以之前我听到Joe问 Cindy说, 如果你孩子饿了，你怎么办呢?
Don't let them eat.
不让他们吃。
They're not hungry, so, and then when they want to eat later, say, no, you should eat lunch, right?
所以，如果他们等一下要吃的时候，我们就是说，你刚才应该要吃你的午餐。Then
make them feel hungry, what? Until dinner time, right? Because they're not gonna die. But a lot of parents say, oh, they don't eat, they're gonna die. No.
所以因为，我们就说，你待会就等到午餐才晚餐才吃，因为他们饿一顿不会死的。And
Thursday we went to lunch, right?
星期四我们去。I
was in shock how his children eat.
Wow. 当我看到那孩子吃饭，我就笑。
They so enjoy themselves, love eating, right?
他们就吃。
Maybe for them, the next time they eat is dinner time, right? So they have to eat as much as they can now, right?
因为他们要吃的下一顿是晚餐，所以他们就尽量的吃。
But in other words, really, when we babies our children too much, and then on the end, actually, we overcompensate. It's not good. It's not good.
所以如果我们太护着我们的孩童的话。 然后这是不好的。
My nephew is 8 years old.
我的这个侄儿是8岁。
When I was 8 years old, right? Oh, I mean, I used to do a lot of things for my parents. I cook dinner and stuff for them at that age, really.
所以当我8岁的时候，我是为我的父母亲煮。
And back then, I was so skinny and so weak. I still have the energy to do that. Now they're so healthy, right? Of course, they can do all that stuff, right?
所以当以前我是这么瘦小的，我可以煮饭给我父母亲吃。现在他们这么健壮，当然他们可以做这些家务。
But now he's pretty independent.
所以他现在是非常。
he takes the garbage out and bring it to the barrels because we watch him, right? We don't just let him go just to go. Every time we go out, I put my head out there, right? And to see if everything okay, right?
所以当他会把这个垃圾放到外面去，我会看着他。
And this is how we teach them. I told you, Pastor Huang, right? At 40 years old, he doesn't know how to boil water, right? It's sad. Really.
Huh?
Pastor Huang, right?
Uh-huh.
And he, at 40 years old, he doesn't know how to cook anything, right?
40 years old?
Yeah, 40.
Oh,
yeah, 40, okay. Right?
所以, 黄传道他 40岁, 他还不会自己煮饭吃。
That is sad.
那是非常可怜的一件事。
Really? Why? Because you've been pampered by, you know, the parents so... Because every time he's home, he, his wife cooked for him, right? His mother cooked for him, so he never do anything for himself. So when he's independent, when he's go to Hawaii, nobody cook for him.
So he's going to stop, right? So that's why
don't afraid. Right, to let our children work. Really?
所以我们不要惧怕让我们的孩子
But why do we... What is the reason why we do everything ourselves and don't allow our children to do it? Why?
为什么我们什么事情都自己做 不让我们的孩子做呢?
Yes, right. Yes.
因为我们不相信他们所做的最后的这个成果
So a lot of time we don't trust the outcome, right? What they're doing, right?
因为我们常常不信任他们所做的
And because of this, it takes so much more work to guide them step by step, right? So we better do it ourselves, right?
所以我们如果要教导他们一步一步的来做 其实是非常
But that's not the way to do things, right?
所以我们就干脆自己做 但是这不应该这样
If we teach them to do a certain thing, we must guide them step by step
如果我们要教导他们做一件事情 我们要一步一步的教导他们
And beginning, yes, they might not do the right way
可能开始的时候他们并不是
But then we must take the effort to train them to do the right way
但是我们要渐渐的教导他们如何这样
When we build to do that
如果我们这样行的话
Then they really become independent
他们就可以独立了
The same thing with praying
就好比,
the same thing with reading the Bible.
然后比这个读经,
right now, right? Seven. You read the Bible right now, right?
Seven,
how many chapters you read a day?
一天读几章?
Huh? One chapter a day, right? Then after you read, what do you do? Write a summary of the chapter, right?
读了一章就会写总结那一章
But the thing is, now we don't have to tell him, he does it every day. Right?
我们不用叫他做，他自己每天都会这样写。
And there's some word he doesn't understand, then he asks uncle, right?
对，如果有些字他不懂，他就会问叔叔。
And that's the time we communicate, right? What the words mean, what did Jesus mean by this parable, that parable, right? So that's how we develop relationships, right?
所以他不知道，他就跟我讲，我就解释什么是这个。 解释圣经里面的道理,
you know, my nieces and nephew, they love to go to bed. They love to go to bed, right? When the time bad time, they love to go to bed.
所以我的侄儿侄女很喜欢上课, 然后去睡觉。
You know how many children they don't love to go to bed? Their bad time, they don't want to go to sleep, right?
所以有很多小孩子在上, 睡觉的时候, 他们都不要去睡觉。
So why my nieces and nephew, they when the bad time, they can't wait for bad time, they go to sleep, why?
为什么呢,侄儿侄女在, 睡觉的时间, 他们非常高兴要去睡觉了。
Why?
They wake up early.
What's that? They're exhausted.
是因为他们太累,
We're not that bad. They're not that bad.
他们太累了。
Actually, when they stay up, right, they have to do something. Right? They have to do something.
因为他们如果没有睡觉的话, 他们必须做某件事情。
In other words, if my nieces have an hour and a half of media, right, like watch TV or go on the internet, that's only an hour and a half. From then on, you must do something else productive. You read the Bible or you pray, you do whatever, right? But not media,
right?
So if they're trying to go to bed and they don't want to go to bed, then they have to do work. Then, of course, they all want to go to bed all the time.
如果他们不睡觉的话, 他们必须, 到睡觉时间他们不睡觉, 他们必须要, 工作, 所以他们宁可睡觉。
We must really train them like that, really.
我们必须这样的来训练他们。
You know, when my nieces do something wrong, what is their punishment?
所以当我的子女做错事情, 他们, 我会给他们什么惩罚呢?
First, they don't talk to uncle, right? First.
第一,他们不要跟我说话。
And second, they might not go to church.
第二,他们就不能去教会。
As a pastor, you know, don't you feel like I'm crazy? How can you tell if your niece is punished, we're not going to take them to church, right?
所以你会觉得我很神经病, 为什么我的, 我的儿子女不听话, 我就不带他们来教会。
If your parents say that to you, how would you feel?
如果你父母亲跟你说, 你会怎样做, 你这样行。
You feel funny, right? And what else do you feel? What do you feel?
你会觉得很奇怪。
They're crazy, right? But, you know, we want to make church, going to church is a great privilege, right? And very precious. So when I don't take them to church, I mean, I tell them, I don't let them go to NYTS and things like that. This means actually they have done something bad, right? That they don't deserve to come and receive blessing from God.
Really?
My nieces and my nephew, I never ever force them to come to church. Never.
所以我的侄儿侄女,
but they all can't wait to come to church. And even my niece now, she want to go to every seminar, right? NYTS, no, RETS. She want to go all the seminars. I tell her, no, right? You got to pick a certain seminar, right?
所以我的侄女,她什么这些讲习会她都要去, 但是我会跟她说,你必须要挑一些, 挑一些讲习会来去。
Why do we get to this point?
为什么会到这地步呢?
Because come to church is a great privilege.
因为去聚会是一种特权。
It's a great blessing.
是一种祝福。
Just like one of my niece in Boston, right?
叫我在波士顿的这个侄女。
She's always late for Sabbath.
她常常都是迟到到教会,
and she always complained about Sabbath.
她常常都在埋怨这个,
so that's my niece Evelyn's younger sister, right?
就是Evelyn的比较年轻的这个妹妹。
So I told her mother,
我就告诉她母亲,
from now on, if she's late, if you guys were to leave at 9 o'clock and then she's not ready at 9, just leave without her.
我就跟她说,如果9点钟你们要离开去教会的话,她没准备好,你们就离开吧。
So when her mother told her this, what do you think she's thinking?
如果她母亲这样告诉她,你觉得她会在怎么想呢?
What do you think she's thinking?
你觉得我侄女会怎样想?
What's that? Yes, exactly. She thinks, oh, my mother is bluffing. Right.
所以,
she's bluffing, right?
所以我的子女就说, yeah.
Because from where they live to church is like an hour long, right? So she just said, oh, no way, my mother not going to leave without me. He's just saying that, right?
所以他就认为说,我母亲不会这样做,
of course, the mother said, yeah, should I just go down the street and come back? I say, no, you leave and go to church. Right.
所以我就跟她说,你不要,她的母亲就问我说,我可以到下一条街,然后再回来接她,我说不可以,你必须到教会去。
So when she did that, her daughter was in shock. I can't believe my mother left me at home, not go to church, right?
所以她,我的子女,当她母亲这样做的时候,把她丢在家里去聚会的时候,她完全不能相信。
And after that, what happened?
过了这一次发生什么事?
She's never late again.
她从来就不迟到。
Never complained about church again.
再也不埋怨教会了。
And now, for a year and a half now, I never heard that they complained about the, you know, my younger niece not going to church.
所以我也没有听我的姐姐听到她埋怨。
That's why, like, with our children in school, for example.
那如果我们孩子在学校,
they children all every do you want to get good grades in school? Yes.
Right?
But as parents, we force them so much to get good grade, and then the good grade will no longer become, you want a good grade, but the parents, right?
所以,
that is not good.
所以很多事,如果父母亲给予太多压力的时候,让他们在学校拿很好成绩, 他们就变成是父母亲的这个目标,不是他们的目标,
there's really no children, maybe a few, but most of the children, when they go to school, they want to get good grades, automatically.
一般的学生到学校都想拿很好的成绩.
Why? Because they also have pride, right?
因为他们都有这种,
if they do bad in school, the other kids will know and stuff. They're not going to feel good about themselves. Right?
如果他们在学上不很好的话, 其他的学生可能就会贬斥他们.
But why so many children use school against their parents?
为什么很多学生用学校来对付他们父母亲呢?
Because they know actually school is more important to the parents than them, right? So that's why the kids, okay, if you don't buy me a car, I'm not going to go to school. Really, it happens like this.
所以因为很多孩童都知道学校课业比对父母亲来比较重要，所以他们可以用学业来威胁他们父母亲。
And for my niece, you know what I tell them?
所以对于我的侄儿侄女，你知道我怎样跟他们说吗？
I'm sorry, you're not going to go to college.
对不起，你不需要去大学。
Uncle has no money to pay for your college.
Uncle 是没有这个能力来 给你。
And, unless you get a scholarship,
除非你讲到奖学金,
then you won't go to college.
不然你就不会上大学。
You know, when you say this kind of stuff to them, you know, what it will do to their mind?
如果你这样讲的话, 你会, 他们心里会怎样做呢?
For me, college is also very important for them, right?
对于我来讲, 进入大学是非常, 对他们进入大学是非常重要的。
I do reverse psychology upon them.
所以我用这个
So when I say to them, they must study very hard, right?
当我这样说的,这样讲的话, 他们必须很勤劳地读书。
If I say to them, look, you must study very hard so you get full scholarship and go to college, stuff like that, right? That's a lot of pressure upon them.
如果我说,你必须要很努力地读书, 然后拿到奖学金, 然后再进入大学, 再对他们来讲, 施加的压力很大。
And then I say, look, uncle really don't want you to go to college, right? I mean, because we don't have no money to send you to college.
但是如果我说, uncle 不想送你去大学, 因为我负担不起。
But thank God they all have scholarship to go to college.
所以感谢主, 他们全部都有这个奖学金进入大学。
Actually, everything we say as an adult, actually, if we worry so much about school, our kids, they go to school not because they want to do well in school themselves, but for the parents. This can only go so far. Really, it's like this.
如果我们担心我们的孩童的课业, 如, can you repeat that again?
Which part are you trying to... So what I'm saying that when our kids, when they go to college,
如果我们的孩童要去到大学,
let them have the feeling that they don't want to go to college, not for the parents.
让他们感觉他们要进入大学, 是他们想要进入大学, 不是为了父母亲进入大学。
When we let them know that they're always going to do better, really, it's always going to do better.
如果这样行了吗, 他们会尽量的做得更好。
Right now, we have some young brothers and sisters say to the parents, look, I won't go to college unless you get me a new car.
因为有些孩童他跟父母亲威胁说 如果你不给我一辆新车,
and what do parents do?
那这些父母亲说什么呢?
They all freak out, right?
他们就,
what am I going to do? I can't afford to buy a car and then want my kid to go to college, right? What is the best answer when they say that to us? What do they say?
所以这些父母亲他们就慌了, 因为他们要他们进入大学, 所以他们就买车给他。 但是我们如果孩童这样讲, 我们要怎样回复呢?
What should we say to them?
我们怎样回复他们呢?
Yes, exactly. Okay, you don't want to go to college? We cannot afford to buy your car? You get a job.
所以我就是说, 如果你不要上大学, 我也没办法供你。 如果你不要上大学,我也没办法买一辆车给你, 你就自己去做工吧。
Do you think the kids want to get a job?
你觉得这个孩童想要找一份工吗?
No.
不会。
I'm telling you, they'd rather go to college.
我跟你说, 他们宁可去上大学。
But if we as parents saying, oh, really, you must go to college, it's important, and then they know that, oh, they have the wild card, right? This means they don't want to control their parents. What they can do or what cannot do. Really, it's like this.
如果我们说你必须要上大学, 他们就知道他们有这个底牌, 他们就可以用这个底牌来威胁父母亲。
Actually, what's important is not if they get their PhDs or not. What's important is what is their characteristic they building, right, as Christian. That's more important.
所以比较重要的不是他们是否可以拿到 这个博士学位, 而是他们在人格上有如何建立起来。
But when we have this kind of mentality, really, the children will want to do it for themselves, and then it's much stronger when they do this.
如果我们这样讲的话, 我们的孩童必须就有这个倾向要自己更发愤图强的去在他们学业上更进步。
Any thought, any question?
有什么问题吗?
But the thing is, can Asian parents tell our children, if you don't go to college, you get a job? Right? Can you really do that?
但是作为一个亚洲父母亲, 我们可以这样讲吗?
They know. Right. Yeah. The reason. Can you translate?
I lost track.
So some kids, right? They say, okay, fine. I'm not going to go to college. I want to get a job.
So 有些学生他就说，我没关系，我就不上大学，我就找一份工。
And then we say, then what is the next plan then?
然后我们就说下一步骤是下一个计划是如何?
For me, it's okay. You can go get a job.
对我来说没关系，你可以去找一份工.
When they we have several youths did this.
我们有几个青年是这样做.
Because when they think, oh, I'm going to go get a job, easy job, doing that, but I'm telling you, they quit within 3 months.
所以有些青年呢，他以为认为说自己可以拿一个很轻松的工作，但是三个月后他们就辞职了.
Because what kind of job they gonna get, really? Reality.
但这在真正来说，你们可以，他们高中毕业可以拿，他会有什么？
You think they don't feel embarrassed if they work at McDonald's?
你觉得他们在麦当劳上班不会感觉到非常羞耻吗?
They feel embarrassed, really.
其实他们感觉到非常羞耻的.
So usually, yeah, they can say, okay, I'll go get a job, right? Because when they say, I go get a job, they want their parents to react. Really, it happens many times in church like this.
很多时候当他说，我就直接去找一份工作做，他这样讲是为了从父母亲得到一些反应。
For me, it's fine. You work at McDonald's, good, yeah. You save some money, right?
所以对我来说，没关系，你就在麦当劳上班，你可以赚取一点钱。
But most kids, they know working, just get out of high school, first try to find a job is very difficult first.
很多孩童知道，当你从这个高中毕业出来的时候，要找份工是非常困难的。
And second, the job that they, you know, if they, the job that they get, is not something they really enjoy doing.
而且他们得到这份工呢，其实不是他们很愉快。
But the most problem is not they find a job and they enjoy their job. The problem is that they find a job, they don't like it, they stay home and do nothing. That's the problem we have.
所以有的问题就是他们找了一份工，然后 they didn't find a job.
Yeah, no, they go out and they find a job, but they don't really want to work, right?
Oh, 但是很多时候就是他们出去外面找了一份工，但是不想做工就待在家里。
So they end up quitting.
他们就辞职。
And then they home do nothing.
他们就在家里什么事情也不做。
I think that's the problem we encounter.
这就是我们所面对的一些问题。
But as parents, you must make very, you know, strong decision. Either work, doesn't matter, McDonald's, whatever it is, or you go to school. Those are only two things.
所以在作为父母亲，你给孩童两个选择，一个就是你去做工上班，或者另外一条路就是去上课。
So. But if you don't make a strong decision,
如果你没有做一个很坚定的这个没有决定,
then we have children at home doing nothing.
我们就有孩童在家里什么事情也不做.
Yeah. And we hope that actually, if some brothers or sisters they really don't want to work, I mean they don't want to go to school, they want to work. Actually, a lot of them work for a year or so, and then they really go back to college, right? We have the situation too.
我们也是有一些青年，他们高中毕业后，他们就没有继续读大学，出去外面做了一年工，然后再继续读大学。
But nowadays it's not the same.
现今的时代不一样。
There's many people with PhDs out there that don't have a job.
很多有博士学位的在外面却找不到工作。
There's many people have engineering degrees out there that don't have a job.
有很多得到这个工程师学位的却没有工作。
Look at my wife, right? She's been working 10 years, MBA, but 8 months now, no job, right?
像我的太太，虽然她已经拿到MBA,
但是她也找不到工作。 I mean, if I own a company, I hire her, you know, but it just doesn't happen, right?
如果我有一间公司，我会请她，但是她就没有工作。
Let's take a quick break, huh? Let's bow and pray in silence.
我们低头默祷。
Amen. Let's take a. I know this would end around 5, right? But dinner is not until 5:30, right? Yeah, 5:30. So let's take a 10-minute break then.
我们休息10分钟。
What's going on, buddy? See what's going on, buddy? Look at you.